Welcome to The Secret Life of Celebrity Pets with me, Darren Kennedy. Each week, we go behind the scenes of some famous faces and into the pampered world of celebrity pet. This week, my guest is actress and writer Amy Huberman. Amy talks about her cute pooch Phoebe, who she and her family got during lockdown last year. Phoebe has become the unofficial star of Amy's Instagram page, so make sure and check her out. This is The Secret Life of Celebrity Pets.
Well, listen, I'm just going to say hello. Welcome, Amy and Phoebe. She's gorgeous. Harry is insisting that he's not going to take part in this.
I'm not sharing the screen with that bitch.
Okay, he's gone. How are you?
I'm good. We are all good. It's funny because she's not really allowed upstairs yet because of the weeing issue and of chewing shoes. So, you know, there's trust and we still have boundaries.
You know, it's good to keep boundaries. Is this like a one-off for her?
Yeah. Do you know what? I'm dying to have her up in the room. I'm like, come on. I just, you know, even we were growing up, it's just like the dog, you know, pottering into your room and lying on the edge of your bed and you're just having a chat. But she, look at how amazing her eyebrows look there.
She's
She got the HD done, obviously, before lockdown. And they blasted her so well. But she's great. But she kind of has a view of the roads. I don't know if she's going to go nuts at other dogs, but she's just staring wistfully out. But I thought you would, and I wouldn't go anywhere.
Do you know what? She's bigger than I thought.
She is. But I think that's because I'm small. So when I hold her, she literally quadruples in size because it just makes me look so much smaller. She looks bigger. When she's on the ground, she looks like a medium dog. And she has grown. I'd say she's doubled in size since we got her. But she's about 7 kg now. Like she's big. And I think that's because she's probably half spaniel and she's got large.
Oh, look.
And I did say to Matt, I was like, look at that hefty paw. And he goes, do you know what? That has no bearing. Because I thought it was, you know, if they've got big paws, they're going to be big dogs. And he said, you know, there's no science behind it. They either are or they aren't. I was like, okay, good to know. Let's see what happens.
Well, but no, same, she is. It's the same with men, Amy. It's the same with men. It's not
true. Well, that's the thing. It's the shoe size. So that's a myth. Is it? Is that what we're saying? Unless you've got really large feet, and then you're probably just telling everyone that is absolute science.
Yes, exactly. So come here, how long has Phoebe in your life now?
When did we get her? Early March, the beginning of March. So just before all of this, all of the lockdown started, it was probably about 2 weeks before that, we had been talking about getting a dog, and we were thinking maybe another 2 years away. And then, I don't know, since Christmas, we were really, really talking about it. I had gone to see a few rescue dogs, and they just didn't work. And I listen, this is not to put anyone else off, but a part of me was like, right, do we get a puppy or do we get an older dog? And I was just nervous of an older dog with the kids, because I was like, right, at least if it's a pup, I can train it from, we'll try to train it from like it being a baby. But I was just, you know, it just, if you don't know what a dog's history is and them being around kids, and my kids are small, and like they'd have some sense, but you know what, you know, if the kid is just constantly at a dog. And anyway, so I actually met Lynn, who runs Milo's Rescue Mission, on an Instagram live. She was messaging me and she's like, we'd love to work with you at some stage. And I had been messaging her and I was like, do you have any puppies in at the moment? And then this little nugget.
He is absolutely gorgeous. Because actually, you know, a lot of people have asked that question. So obviously I put it out on Instagram. Do you have any questions for yourselves? And a couple of people asked, you know, how has it been like introducing a dog to the kids for the first time?
Oh, the kids. They didn't believe. When we brought her home, I didn't tell the kids that we kept saying another 2 years to put them off and to buy ourselves some time. But when I went to see the other dogs, obviously didn't tell the kids, and then didn't work out. So I'm glad I didn't say anything. But with Phoebe, we just brought her home and put her on the ground, and they were like, who's that dog? Who owns that dog? And we were like, you. And I honestly think it took them about 2 days to process it. Aww. So that was so lovely. And honestly, they just adore her. And I know she's chewing. She's trying to chew. Chew this.
Well, they kind of round off a family, don't they? I mean, is that it? You don't know. It's your complete capsule.
Yeah. And like the thing is, I always had, and it does add to a family. We all, especially if you've grown up with dogs, like I have. And I think when you have, you just expect a dog to be in your family. And my mum had her, as she called her, her first baby before myself and my brothers were around. So she got her first dog as a wedding present. That's a pretty ballsy present to get somebody. It's like, here's a water for crystal vase and a living creature
and a German shepherd.
But she was a tiny little shih tzu. She was actually the run to the litter. She was such a gorgeous dog. She lived to be 17. 17. Yeah, so she was an amazing dog. Like, I used to dress that dog up, put makeup on it, use it as a pillow. Like, it could not have been a better family pet dog. So, and then we had Cavalier King Charles after that, which were lovely, but I don't want to do a disservice to Cavaliers, but they weren't. That's why when I got Phoebe, I kind of didn't know what to do, because she had quite a lot more going on than the Cavaliers ever did. The Cavaliers, I used to call them, just so beautiful, but just so sensible and just kind of lay around looking really pretty. The ones we had, anyway, but Phoebe she's definitely got a little bit of, I don't know what it is, personality, should we say? She's been in trouble a lot. She's been on a lot of timeouts.
has she? What's she been getting up to?
Well, do you know what? Do you know Alex, the dog trainer? You know, the kind of really famous dog trainer. I've been messaging him. His surname's gone out of my head. I will message you that, and I think it begins with P.
Like, Harry,
I just call him Alex.
Harry's 14. It might be a bit late, but yeah.
Harry's 14? Jeez, he's good looking for 14.
Oh, I've started eating his dog.
14 multiplied by 7 is what?
A lot.
Like, loads.
98.
He's looking well for 98.
I'm telling you, I just want to give her a big cuddle.
Mm. Yeah, she's pretty cuddly. But sorry, Alex had told me to put her on a timeout in the laundry room if she was doing. She was doing a lot of puppy biting of children, of things, of everything. It's just she was just chewing a lot, and that she's calmed down massively in the last 3 weeks, so that's worked.
So every time that
she hasn't been in the laundry room actually in about a week.
So is that like, okay, if she's been bold, you put her in there basically if she's not doing what she's
doing? Yeah, like on a 3-minute timeout. So that's what I was. Oh, look, her handler has arrived. Away. She's been quite calm. I'm going to give her to Brian because, or else I just don't want her weeing on the bed.
Well, listen, here's a question for you. Who's the alpha? Is it you or Brian? Who does she look up to as the alpha? Every tribe has one.
I don't know. I'd say Brian, because Brian is first down in the morning. And sometimes it's to do with food.
Hiya, Brian.
And love. He loves her.
Oh, and love, of course.
You know what? Actually, it's funny because speaking of like family pets, Brian had a dog growing up who the family weren't mad about because the dog was never really a great family dog and loved biting people. So that's never great. So he was kind of cautious of, and that's why he was worrying even a couple of weeks ago when she was chewing everything. But that was just like, that's just a puppy thing. But he loves the dog. They've got a great little friendship going on. So yeah. And actually I get the kids to feed her as well, just so they know that. So the dog knows that she's the bottom of the pecking order. So that like, she still needs the kids because she was kind of going out of my way, guys. But everyone's vying for her attention. They're like, who does she love the most?
Oh, and who does she love the most?
I don't know. I'd like to say me. I do think she's quite attached to Brian. Let's just say me.
So sorry, she's attached to Brian and she's chewing your shoes.
Well, that's true. That's true. I think she does. I don't know. Do you think that they do attach themselves to one person mostly in the family?
Absolutely. I mean, dogs are pack animals. So at the apex of every family, there's the alpha. Like, that's what I mean. There's absolutely an alpha, and then there's a beta and whatever. But there will be one person that she sees as the absolute kind of alpha dominant.
Top dog.
Yeah.
But then I do think that, like, our family dog. So it's funny, like Sally, the first dog, it was definitely my mum and dad. And then we had a cavalier called Meg, who was like mad about my brother. But another cavalier we had kind of at the same time. She was younger though. Even though I wasn't the alpha at all, because I wasn't really like minding her in that way. She, like, we were tight, and I'm still not over that dog. That dog broke my heart.
Oh, what age were you?
I didn't think I'd ever love again, like an adult. I was pregnant with Sadie. Darren, I was pregnant and I was hormonal and emotional, but when that, and I was filming this thing in Manchester when she died. She was only 9. She had a heart issue, which a lot of cavaliers do. Sorry, okay.
Yeah.
I know where he is. But she had a heart issue anyway when she died. And I think I cried solidly for 4 days. I went to bed crying and woke up crying. I was so heartbroken. And I kind of didn't really bond with any other dogs until Phoebe. I was too heartbroken.
It's an emotional journey. Do you know, so yeah. I've been in lockdown with Harry, and he's been my constant companion. And I actually at one stage, only fairly recently, started getting anxiety over something happening to him.
Oh, stop. Yeah, I know. Yeah.
And because he's older as well, and you know,
it's all heightened at the moment as well. And they are such amazing company. Because my mum is on her own at the moment; she is self-isolating, and she's got her dog. And she's like, I would be absolutely lost without the dog. And my mum stayed with me for a while. She had her knee operated on at the beginning of the year, and she came to stay with us for a while. And she brought her dog. This is before we had Phoebe, which was good timing because I don't know how that would have worked. But I'd sometimes hear and I'd be like, "Is she calling me?" And she'd just be having a full-blown conversation with the dog. And it's just the chat and the company. And she's like, I'm talking to Rosie. I was like, oh, yes, okay.
Come here. How is she? Because my mom had both her knees done. How's
at the same
mom?
Time?
No, she got them done a year apart. But they were like, she's back now. She's all good. How's your mom doing?
Big operation. Like,
big.
It's really big. Yes. No, and she kind of knew that going into it. And I didn't realize how big it was until she was on the other side of it. And like, she really needed it done. She was like in agony with it. So she was like, and her knee went, and then it was never really right after that. And then she got the operation, I think the first week in January. Like, what is it now? May. She's way better. But she was nearly worried in the beginning that it was taking so long. But they said that it can take nearly a year, like nearly a full year.
Yeah.
So she went and got a checkup recently, and I think she was nearly relieved to hear that rather than going, is something wrong with it? But she's just like, I've got the other one to look forward to. Oh, do you know what she said to me? She goes, I was looking at pictures, and the way you stand, you do the same thing with your knee as I do with my knee. So that's something for you now to look forward to when you're older.
Oh, thanks.
While she was weeping and taking as much painkillers as possible. And it's like, oh, Jesus.
I mean, willing it on you.
Yeah, just going, well, now that's in the post for you.
Like, come here. Tell
and
me.
How's your mum? Is your mum over it now, obviously?
She's fully back, yeah. So she had one done the year before, and then she got the second one done. God, I'm trying to remember now, but it would have been 6 months ago easily. Maybe even
that's
more.
It's hard knowing that you have to go what you're going into with the second one. So many people get their eyes lasered and they're like, oh, Jesus, I know what's coming with the other eye.
I think the second one was tougher. Tougher in terms of, you know what you're going into. But healing was probably quicker because she knew what to expect and how she could push it. And
the exercises as well and how important they are.
Yeah, exactly. Have you rapidly become desensitized? And I can only ask this now as a dog person, but desensitized to picking up poo? And like continuing in a full-blown conversation whilst he does so?
The poo is intense. Myself and Brian sometimes talk about the temperature of the poo and when we're willing to clear it up. Like, it has to have cooled down a bit because and it solidifies a bit more as well.
Oh.
And also, when people kind of go like this, it's different layers of it. People kind of go, it's just like having a kid. But like, at least kids or babies wear nappies. They don't just like shit all over the couch. Well, normally if you try and like contain it, they won't.
But like, she
did a few times, and I was a bit nervous that when she did it the first week that she wouldn't then think that that was the place. Like, that was great. But she stopped that. That was gross. And Brian's like, oh, he gags quite a lot of it. I don't gag with it, but it's just
gag.
Do you know what, this is a bit gross, Darren. Do you know what is really gross? And if anyone has any, like, she is sometimes eats it still.
I mean,
so we've kind of got a thing where you need to let it cool down a bit before you pick it up, but also she then needs to go into the house, so she's not and I met one of our neighbors recently, right? And it's so funny because we're all at home and we can all hear each other over the walls, and he was laughing and he's like, we could hear you giving out to your dog for eating its own poo the other day. And we were just there, like, we were just laughing in the garden going, Jesus, we're never getting a dog.
You going around with a thermometer checking what temperature the poo is so you can pick it up.
It's ready, Brian, it's your turn.
Oh my god,
I know.
Come here, I've been very impressed with his baking skills, by the way. What do you call him, Brian the Baker?
Oh, Bob the Baker. He's been unbelievable. I walked into the kitchen the other day and he was like deep frying donuts with like chocolate in the center and then melting chocolate on top of it and breaking cookie things. No wonder I have to bring the dog for 18 walks. But yeah, he's baking up a storm. Now he's more interested in cooking than I ever really was, but he's expanded his repertoire massively. He's even making tea brack. Which I did. Oh, tea brack.
What's tea brack?
Exactly, Darren. Thank you. Because I thought I was being mean in saying it. But tea brack, I'm not doing a disservice to people who love tea brack, but I would have always associated it as quite an old school thing and quite like an older person thing. So yeah, like, it's kind of, I just feel like old fashioned barn brack nearly.
Barn brack,
so
yeah,
so I don't know who really makes it except for Brian loves a bit of tea brack. Yeah.
Ask me, that's a winning combo. He likes to bake and cook. You like to eat. I mean, it's
exactly.
Do you know what I mean?
It's working perfectly for me.
It's like happy days. You're in the perfect lockdown scenario, if you ask me. Now, come here. Something we were talking about the other day was you were a little bit worried about socializing Phoebe, obviously, in the yeah. social distance thing. How's that coming along?
Not wonderful. Like, she has good days and bad days. And then I'll take her for a walk and I'll bring her back and I'll kind of go, right. Oh, no. I think she's okay with dogs now. I think she's okay. And when we got her from the foster family, she was with loads of dogs. But she was only tiny. She was only, I don't know, 14, 15 weeks old. So in my head, I was like, oh, she's obviously fine with dogs. And she was born with a litter. She obviously knows dogs really well. But we kept her in for quite a while because she had to start her injections again because nobody was sure what she'd had. And unless there's an account of them, they just have to do them again for safety, start again. So she was quite late going out. And that's what Alex, that dog trainer, has been on to me. He goes, it's really important to socialize when they're puppies because you can train a dog kind of at any age. Well, it's obviously harder when they're older. It's really difficult to socialize a dog after a certain amount of time. So the people that I've met have been amazing. And she was totally fine. And only in the last maybe week or two, she's properly, and I don't know if it's excitement. I don't know if she's scared. I don't know if she's just massively confused. But I'll always say it to the dog, I'm like, do you, and they're like, bring her over, let her say hello. So they'll extend their lead, I'll extend, and I'm nervous, but I hope that she can't sense my nerves because that's probably going to make her bark even more. But I would just be mortified if she kind of tried to lunge at the other dog. I know she looks so cute and fluffy, but do they do that? I don't know. Her bark sounds like she means business though.
Oh, listen, good woman. But no, I think when they're a puppy, you see, you let them do that because that's how they learn. And because if she does lunge, it's only play. Like, she's, you know, they're so innocent. And I think the fear is that if they don't get socialized and then they grow up and they're afraid of other dogs, that they lunge and they mean attack. So on that note, Harry got attacked today by another dog.
Today?
Yeah, the first time ever in his life by a poodle. Now, the problem with Harry is he always attacks first and most dogs back down. This one didn't. And I was like, it was like, you know, two drag queens falling out of the George having like a slapping match. Like,
but do you get worried? And how do you get worried at that? Or when do you break it up? And what's the other dog doing?
Sorry, so I was terrified. It was the first time it's ever happened in his 14-year life. I went over and just about lift the other dog off. And then I managed to separate them. Oh my God, like I went...
Where was the other dog's owner? Well, just close by, but they were on the...
The dog wasn't on its lead.
You see, that worries me a little bit. And I'd love my dog to get to a stage where I can let it off the lead. But that's when I kind of, when the dogs run at my dog from nowhere. And I don't have time to kind of tell her the situation. Because I've also heard that you kind of go, it's okay. So they're, you know, she's not worried. But it's that when you don't see it coming. And was that dog, I'm sure they were mortified, were they?
Oh yeah. And it's a guy I know.
Oh, God.
I've never seen this dog. But anyway, it's fine. Thankfully, the dogs are fine. But like that, I never let Harry off the lead normally. And I didn't today because I'm always worried that like a big dog will see him in the distance and think he's like a rabbit or something. Because like, Harry is 1.5 kilos.
Oh my God, maybe that's why he's sad today. He's just a bit shocked.
Maybe, yeah. I'm keeping a close eye on him anyway. Don't worry.
It's funny, isn't it? Just the personalities. And with the different ones, they just kind of know the other dogs they're not mad on. They're just like, no.
It's like, get out of my way.
I am not.
You have to let them sniff. Come here. Has she got you into any embarrassing situations yet?
Only that. No, because I mean, I'm trying to think. No. See, I haven't been able to take her anywhere where she could have pooed on someone else's couch. Not yet.
What's the most embarrassing thing she's seen you do?
Oh God, probably everything. I wouldn't even care to. I wouldn't even know at this stage. What's good for the goose is good for the gander.
At least she waits till it cools.
Oh my God, can you imagine? Just barking, Jamie. She's like, get me out of this house. It must be so weird for dogs at the moment as well. Just kind of going like this, like these people are just in my grill the whole time. And actually initially I was really conscious of that. I was like, we need to give her... Because babies sleep, like they sleep, you know, and she needed a rest. So I put her in another room and make sure she was asleep. So the kids were like crawling all over her constantly. And then she just got overtired. Blame her. It's like, I hear you, Phoebe. It's intense.
From what you're saying, she's a real little character. Like, who do you think, what person would she be like?
Who would she be like? Yeah, she's definitely got more... And like she dug in the garden. Like, and we never had dogs that dug. And I was like, is that a terrier thing? Brian just basically digs. No, me, digging for compliments. Hi, guys. Hey. Am I joking? But I'm not, seriously, giving up. But what else is she like? She's, do you know what? I think she's got a great mix because she's so friendly and she's so cuddly, but I'm glad she's not too needy. Because you know the way sometimes you meet people and they're like, yeah, our dog's really needy. That's a lot, I think, if you had kids. I love the French bulldogs, but apparently they can be quite emotionally needy. And that's really cute and everything, but like too much of that would be, I think, a lot if they were like stuck to your leg. So she's kind of got a good bit of, who is she like? Independent, sprightly. She's like Beyonce. She's like,
oh,
Beyonce.
My God. Phoebe and Beyonce. I can see it. And she's got similar curls.
She's got amazing hair. She's like full of personality. She knows her own mind. She's like back off a little bit. Back Becky with the good hair. But also, you know, she's
independent.
Beyonce.
She's an independent.
Yeah.
Woman.
Yeah.
She knows her own way. I love it. Because like people often say to me, "Oh my God, you and Harry have the same hair." I'm like, "Well, we don't." But
sure, if you want us to. Yeah, no, sorry Harry, Darren, you've got better hair.
You know, I think it's such a gift you've grown up with dogs, but like, yeah. I always think it's such a gift to bring a dog into a household, especially with young kids, because it teaches them so much about life and so much companionship.
Oh my God. I remember it again, that companionship. I just had a routine when I got home from school. I don't know how old I would have been. And mum was doing, I don't know, stuff with my brothers or whatever. And I just always have this half an hour with the dog where it was nearly me kind of decoding school and just kind of like, you know, coming in from the day of school and like just chilling a bit with the dog. And she used to lie in the hall, and I used to lie down. Like, I must have been very small because I wasn't crushing her. She was a tiny little shih tzu that would run to the litter. But I used to just put my head on her, and like I used her as a little bit, and like kind of nearly just chat to her and sleep on her.
Oh, listen, and I hear you. My dogs were like my best friends when I was growing up.
Yeah.
As that sounds, but they actually were.
No.
Come here, a couple of quick fire questions for you, right? So I want you to finish these sentences, please. My favorite time of the day is?
Oh, do you know what? In lockdown evening, and then when we're not in a pandemic, the morning. I really love getting to the evening now. I'm just like, thank God, it's done. Where like sometimes the mornings are like, oh my God, we've got another day. Whereas when life is at its norm, I love the promise of the morning and that the new day.
I like that.
Where the promise only now is stay inside. Don't do anything.
Stay put. I'm happiest when?
When I'm with friends and family, I think. Or working on a project that I really love.
My greatest passion in life is?
Writing. Trying to write funny things.
And that you do well. The last thing I think about before falling to sleep is?
I've actually been doing a meditation thing in the last 21 days, so... I don't know. It's all about gratitude and acceptance. So those things at the moment.
Have you found that helpful?
To be honest, I think I'm falling asleep too quickly. I need to do them. They're only like 10-minute ones, but like I can't remember them. Like what? I think that was just about being calm and saying thank you. But no, it's nice and it gets me to sleep really quickly. So that's good.
Phoebe is a lesson in?
The temperature of feces. she's a lesson in... Oh, do you know what? Just living in the now, I think, and just being present.
It's amazing, isn't it? What we can learn from our dogs. And last one, the world needs more
vaccines for coronavirus.
That's a very practical one. I like that.
Yes.
Amy Huberman, you have been an absolute joy yourself. Thank you so much.
Likewise, Darren.
Meet Phoebe.
Yeah, she's, you know what, she's a little dote, but I'm glad she's not here chewing my slippers.
Yeah,
the slippers have been slippers are a big one.
I got new slippers as well.
I got new slippers and I was like, this, it will be you or them, like you're not eating them. But no, she's great. And thanks for having me and having her on.
Thank you so much. It's been an absolute joy, as I said.
Likewise, Darren.
And I look forward to seeing the updates on Instagram.
Thank you so much for joining us and listening again this week. I hope you loved my chat with Amy and Phoebe as much as I did. If you did enjoy it, we'd love if you left us a positive review, see what I did there, wherever you get your podcasts, and make sure you subscribe so you never miss an episode. Episodes with Laura Whitmore, Elizabeth Day, Vogue Williams and Trini Woodall are already out, so go back and have a listen and enjoy. Until next Sunday, bye.